This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Local music venues have struggled to stay afloat as the pandemic has silenced in-person concerts for more than a year. Many have applied for government loans and assistance to keep the lights on. But music fans and artists have also stepped up in unique ways. For this week's Shuffle, we hear how a heavy metal band turned a pizza order into a boom for a Youngstown venue. Rebreather is a three-piece Youngstown band that describes its sound as a sludgy mix of punk rock and metal. Singer-guitarist Barley Rantilla, drummer Steve Gardner, and bassist Steve Wisniewski met skateboarding together nearly 20 years ago and have been a band ever since. Rantilla describes Youngstown's music scene as eclectic and tight-knit.
It's super supportive. Everyone goes to see everyone else's shows. A lot of friends are in each other's bands. It's a big clique, and that was one of the things that this pandemic, you know, it sort of split all of that up.
Rebreather was set to play at Westside Bowl's two-year anniversary, the week the state shut down last March. Rantilla says the small Youngstown venue, which is also a bowling alley that serves food, has become their favorite place to play.
They treat you like you're at home, and that's why it turned into our home base.
Without live music, Westside Bowl owner Nate Offerdahl decided to keep the doors open by offering carry-out food orders, which at the time was just 10% of his business.
I would not have been able to say, okay, well, we're just going to close and try to ride it out. So we said, all right, let's be open and see what we can do. And the first day it was really slow.
That's when Rantilla and his band decided to help out one night after rehearsing.
We wanted to go get some carry out to support them. And on the way out there, we said, hey, why don't we buy the next 10 pizzas for people? Because half our friends that work there, their hours are cut or they're not working. You know, we'll make somebody smile.
And Westside Bowl's Offerdahl decided to share the gesture on social media.
We started posting the videos on Facebook, and that's when it went viral. And we started getting all this influx of customers that we didn't have before everything happened.
Suddenly, Rebreather's Pay It Forward idea became a chain reaction.
Good friends of ours, a band called Daggers, they bought pizzas the next night. Another good friend of ours, Molly from Little Blackbird Photography, she bought pizzas the next night, and it just sort of avalanched after that.
Gosh, I can't stop smiling because that is just such a cool thing, and it just happened so organically. What is like more than 3,000 pizzas that were bought over the course of the year?
Yeah, and people were, it almost was competitive. People were buying 100 pizzas, 50 pizzas, 200 pizzas, 300 pizzas.
Offerdahl said the kitchen staff, used to making $1,000 a day in food sales, started making as much as $4,000 a day as the demand for carryout orders and prepaid pizza amped up. And he says it shows the strength of the community.
This town, while cynical and tough, is a beautiful place. The people who live here are hard-nosed, but they have big hearts. And when they latch onto something that they like, they support it. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be around.
As for the return of live music, Offerdahl says it's a slow process.
Doing live music is still very complicated. Everyone has to be seated, you know, and this is a venue that's built for standing room shows.
Rebreather finished recording its new album over the past year, and Rantilla says the band already has a show booked at Westside Bowl in August. Explore what's happening now in local music on WKSU Shuffle. Check us out at wksu.org/shuffle, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to stay in the know about music in your area. If you're a Northeast Ohio artist working on new music, or you have a tip you want to share, let us know. Email shuffle@wksu.org. Thanks for listening, and tune in next Thursday for a new episode. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.